Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Ben and Michael. And on the line now, Michael, a very special guest.
We have Michael Gebe. He is the author of 12 books on creativity and innovation, including the international bestseller, How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci, 7 Steps to Genius Every Day. Have you wanted to think like Leonardo da Vinci?
I have indeed. Actually, I went to one exhibition of Leonardo da Vinci in British Columbia, Canada, and unbelievable. The man was a visionary, yeah.
He was a genius.
Like a clairvoyant psychic.
Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Now, tell us about creativity. How important is it in our everyday lives?
Well, it's always been important, although back in the Renaissance, we needed Leonardo da Vinci to help us create the concept of individuality, because for 1,000 years prior to that in Europe, people didn't really understand the notion of the power and potentiality of the individual. Today, you need to be creative just to have a happy life.
Yeah. Why Leonardo da Vinci?
When I was a child, Leonardo was one of my heroes along with Superman. And I remember when I discovered that Superman was just a comic book character, but Leonardo was real. And he seemed to represent all of our human potential. And that's something that's always fascinated me, is how can we develop the mind? How can we develop our creative ability? How can we develop all of our talents? And Leonardo seemed to be the most creative, intelligent, talented person who ever lived. So he was a natural role model. And many people have studied Leonardo and written books about him. There's wonderful exhibitions about him. But I asked this question, and the question was, what can we learn from him personally? How can we practice what he recommends? And the great news is that if you read his notebooks carefully, he's giving advice. He's telling us what to do. He says, here's how you can develop your creative power. He tells his students what to do, and I just translated what he said from Renaissance language into contemporary understanding, and it seems to have struck a chord with people around the world.
In your new book, Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age, how different is our brain as we age from a creativity point of view? Do we get better? Do we get sluggish? What actually happens up there in the old gray matter?
When all of us were growing up, it was believed that by age 7, your brain power was set for life and there was nothing you could do to further develop it. But we now know that that's not true. You can go on developing and improving your brain throughout your life. There's a new term, neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Neuro means brain cell. Plasticity means changeable and capable of development.
Yeah.
The key for all of us is, how do we apply this new paradigm of science? How do we practice neuroplasticity? How do we develop the brain as we get older? And obviously that's what Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age is all about.
Do you believe that Leonardo, you know, pushed his brain power beyond what most people do, or was it just intuition?
It's great. He writes about it 500 years ago. He says, iron rusts from disuse. Water that does not flow becomes stagnant. Thus it is with the human mind.
Yeah.
So he intuited a lot of what contemporary research has validated. We now know that if you learn something new, just 15 minutes a day is all it takes.
Yeah.
Challenge your brain, do something you haven't done before, learn a new language, learn new vocabulary, learn how to juggle, which I will be teaching at the Mind and Its Potential Conference to all the participants.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for joining us on today's program, Brain Power, Improving Your Mind as You Age. You should see the mind map that Michael has written in front of us. We are on a stairway to heaven, I can tell you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.